if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am actually 26 as of yesterday.
Hi, this is Jason Lopez for PodTech News at Demo 2006 in Phoenix, Arizona. Demo, the conference where emerging companies and their ideas get demoed before VCs, analysts, and journalists, and you listening to this podcast. John Furrier, Michael Johnson, and I took to the exhibit floor to hear the company's pitch.
My name is Joel Baumgars. I'm with Network Streaming. I'm the founder and CEO.
Joel, tell me a little about your company. What does it do?
Sure. Network Streaming specializes in remote control technology designed for tech support. Our products enable a tech support representative to connect via the internet with any customer in the field or end user and actually be able to see their screen. It enables them to troubleshoot much faster versus walking the end user through a problem over the phone, click here, click there, all of that.
Okay, before I get to the softball questions, how about kind of a hardball question, and that is that there are many companies, especially large companies, that are working on this problem. You have IBM with their self-healing solutions. Just about every company that's got some kind of major application or some kind of platform out there is working on making the help desk and the tech help area, you know, work better for their clients.
Sure.
What kind of opportunity are you seeing in the market that you think would allow your firm, Network Streaming, to get in there?
Good question. A lot of companies are focused on help desk and help desk applications, and that's great. I mean, obviously, if a problem can heal itself, that's the ideal solution. The bottom line is, though, most of us at some point or another get to a point where we have to call tech support for whatever reason, because the self-healing didn't work or whatever. To your question, as far as the other competitors in the market, there are a lot of remote control technologies out there. I mean, PC Anywhere has been on the market for a decade now. There's many other remote control programs. Our product is different in two primary ways. One, it does not require a pre-installed software client on the end user's machine, which means someone can call out of the blue with nothing on their special on their system, and it doesn't matter. Solutions that do require a client are solutions like MyWebXPC and GoToMyPC and all of those solutions. Another key differentiator from products like PC Anywhere is we work through any firewall anywhere in the world, which means when a help desk rep is on the phone with somebody, they know using our technology that they can connect with that person no matter what. No matter what software they do or don't have on that system, and no matter what firewall they're behind, it absolutely doesn't matter. That's the main differentiators.
I wonder if you could tell me the story very quickly of
Sure.
how Network Streaming developed its product, who thought of the idea,
Sure.
and where did it start?
Good question. Prior to Network Streaming, I was actually an engineer with a consulting company in Jackson, Mississippi. And what I was finding is I was spending about half my day on the road driving to and from customer sites to fix problems that I would otherwise, you know, that I don't need to be on site to fix. The other problem was if I tried to resolve those issues via the phone, the conversation took hours, and it was nearly impossible using just the eyes and the mouse of the end user to accomplish a task on the end user's system. So I looked at the products on the market, and there was nothing that fit into the niche that I wanted to serve. So I developed a solution that I intended to use myself as an engineer just so I could bill more time, billing 8 hours a day instead of 4 hours a day. And it made me so much more effective as an engineer that after we had rolled it out to our engineering staff, I put up a website and decided to see if there was a bunch of pent-up demand for it. There was. The company exploded. People came to us. And
you quit your job, and here you are.
Yeah, exactly. I stopped working as an engineer. I partnered with the CEO of the company I was working for at that time and started up this venture, and it's been great. We've accrued over 1,600 companies. We're releasing a new major revision in our product today.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Joel?
I am actually 26 as of yesterday. My birthday was
yesterday. That's great. Well, thank you so much for stopping
Sure.
by for the podcast.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Larry Click, the Vice President of Customer Relations for Grassroots Software. And we're introducing FreePath. FreePath is a presentation software that takes and extends PowerPoint, allows you to play files that you can't play in PowerPoint, but also breaks out all of the thumbnails so you can play multiple PowerPoints at one time and go between presentations. Anybody that uses PowerPoint understands the problems that we solve, which are I can't bring in a movie clip, I can't play even an Excel spreadsheet easily. So we bring those things in as well as bringing in web pages. And so for presenting either to a live audience or on the web, we can use it.
Don't you show me what you've got here. Now, we have a screen, and this is the FreePath software here. On the left, we've got a photograph of the building. And on the right screen, we've got the FreePath window. Now, tell me what we're seeing. And I'm seeing what looks like a JPEG, a PowerPoint, and two PowerPoint presentations.
That's right. So what we have is a user interface on screen one of your computer or your laptop screen. Screen two can either be going to a projector if you're in a meeting sort of format, or can be going out as a webcast. And to bring in files into my playlist, I simply open up a folder in Windows and drag the file from that folder over into my interface to load it up. If I click on a PowerPoint presentation, it opens that presentation up and I can actually see each individual slide. And just, I can click on those in a regular order as you would do in a regular PowerPoint by pressing the space bar or using a remote clicker. Or you can randomly go to any old slide you want, just click on it and it comes up on the screen.
If people want to find out more about FreePath, where can they go?
Our website is www.myfreepath.com, MyFreePath, so myfreepath.com, and you can download a demo in about 2 weeks.
My name is Ramil Domingo. I'm the CEO of Enterprise Solutions Philippines.
I'm Gary Harrison. I'm the president of Enterprise Solutions North America.
Okay. Now tell me what Enterprise Solutions does and why they're here at Demo.
Enterprise Solutions creates a fully integrated ERP CRM application for small, medium-sized businesses. And it uses smart client technology with the integration of a rich user interface of a desktop application and the advanced connectivity of a browser-based application.
What that means is we do not run in a web browser, but we offer the connectivity of the web browser.
Okay. Now, tell me, what kind of clients would be using Enterprise Solutions?
Basically, what we market towards is product-related businesses, companies that manufacture, sell, and distribute products.
And what sorts of clients do you have clients so far?
No, the program's in beta, and we're launching it here at the demo conference. Very exciting time for us.
Currently, we have 1,300 beta users, and a good portion of that is really participating in the forum. And basically, what the status of the application right now is based on the comments and feedback from the beta members.
Okay. And what kinds of clients are you hoping to shoot for that you would like this to be exposed to?
What kind of what?
The clientele and business.
The clientele.
Step
right. Basically, the clientele for our application, it's a huge clientele. It's just about any business that actually has a product to sell. And that makes up, there's something like 42 million businesses in the United States alone that have the potential to use our product.
Dave. Sorry. They forget. Okay. I'm sorry, continue.
There's about 42 million businesses that have the potential to use our business in the United States. But we wrote our application as a global application. We have our beta team that Ramil had mentioned about. We actually have companies in 64 countries around the globe right now using our application. It can handle multiple currencies. It can handle multiple languages. And we wrote it so that this way you can handle the different business logic for the different countries. It's a truly global application.
And does it? And Ramil, you said you're in charge of this in Manila?
Yes,
in the Philippines?
Our headquarters is located in Makati, Philippines, and the product development is located there together with the support, marketing, and sales. Basically, all the staff in the Philippines are running the show for the production of Enterprise Suite.
So are we seeing a lot of new development coming out of the Philippines itself? Because I know that there's been a few viruses come out of there. But we want to see some good development come out of there too. So what's the scene like there?
There's a promising career in the Philippines, especially in the field of information technology. I've seen a lot of IT professionals, and I believe the staff in our company did a very good job in developing this application. And as far as the product is concerned, we'll be releasing a standard version of the Enterprise Suite, and that would be late March or April, first week of April. And after a few months, we'll be releasing the advanced version, which is composed of more modules for a bigger market.
Kind of building on what Ramil had said about the Philippine talent, I'm obviously located in the U.S. and part of the U.S. Operations, and the trend is for U.S. companies to be going to India. However, the Philippines used to be a territory of the United States. A lot of the people in the Philippines speak perfect American English, and they understand the culture of the United States. So for product development, I'm also part of the product development team. It's really been a joy to work with them because the communication is excellent, and they already have an understanding of the culture, so there's no cultural differences. I previously had a business in China, and I could tell you cultural differences could be a very eye-opening thing for an American doing business overseas.
Where would you like to see Enterprise Solutions, say, in about a year or two? What would you like to see it doing?
With Enterprise Solutions, we see our application as being a real competitor to NetSuite, to QuickBooks, to Microsoft Great Plains. In a couple of years from now, we believe that we have technology that surpasses what any of those companies have. And what we really want to do is to be able to use our head start with this new technology to build considerable market share and bring the company towards launching an IPO in 2008.
Okay. And aside from that, the architecture of Enterprise Suite is built from the ground up using the latest technology in Microsoft, which is the .NET framework. And out of this, it'll be very much compatible with the next generation operating system, which is Windows Vista. So with respect to the competition, Enterprise Suite is ahead with respect to acquiring or embracing this technology, especially from Microsoft.
Building on what Ramil had said there, when Windows Vista comes out, the rules change for everything. It's very different from Windows XP. So most of the companies that's out on the marketplace, most of our competitors are going to have to go back and rewrite their applications. And then when you have an application like QuickBooks that's been written over a 15-year period, and they got to rewrite it all in a year or two, it's not going to be, you know, we have a tremendous head start on them.
Great. Well, I've been speaking with Ramil Domingo, who is the Director of Enterprise Solutions in the Philippines, and also with Gary Harrison, who's the President of Enterprise Solutions here in the U.S., and good luck with the product, and thanks for being on the podcast.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
This is PodTech News coming from Demo 2006 in Phoenix, Arizona.